My wife said if you can't tolerate my friend's jokes, pay the bill and leave. I stood up and said, there I was, sitting at this upscale restaurant, observing my wife transform into someone I barely identified. She'd planned this whole evening with her companions, and made it abundantly clear from the moment we entered that I was there for one reason, to cover the bill. Not as her husband, not as someone worth including in the conversation, but as a mobile ATM with legs. The evening began innocently enough. Her three companions were already seated when we arrived, and the fake smiles they gave me told me everything I needed to know. These women had never liked me, and tonight they weren't even trying to hide it. My wife slid into the booth next to them, leaving me sitting across like I was the outsider at my own dinner table. Within minutes the jests commenced, subtle at first, the kind that could pass as friendly banter if you squinted hard enough, but I've been around long enough to recognize indirect hostility dressed up as humor. The first shot came from the blonde one, the main instigator of this little pack. Oh look, he actually appeared tonight. Usually you have to drag men unwillingly to girls' night, right? She chuckled like she just delivered the most hilarious joke ever. I grinned back, keeping my voice pleasant, but letting the edge show through. Well, someone has to make sure you ladies don't get too wild and start a food fight. The staff here looks too classy to deal with that kind of chaos. The table went quiet for about 2 seconds before my wife forced out a laugh, but I could see the irritation flash across her friend's face. She wasn't expecting resistance, especially not the kind that turned her jest back on her. But instead of backing down, they intensified their effort. The redhead jumped in next, talking about how fortunate my wife was to have someone so compliant with her social life. The way she said compliant made it sound like a personality defect. My wife just giggled along, nodding like this was the most insightful observation she'd ever heard. Compliant is one word for it, I stated, cutting into my steak with more force than necessary. Though I prefer being selective about which battles are worth fighting. Some things are worth standing up for. Others, I gestured around the table with my fork, aren't quite there yet. The temperature dropped another few degrees. My wife gave me a glare that was supposed to be a warning, but all I saw was someone more worried about what her friends thought than how her husband was being treated. That told me everything I needed to know about where I stood in this marriage. The insults became more direct after that. Comments about how I must be so grateful to have managed to get someone like my wife, how she was clearly the catch in our relationship, how I probably needed to improve my efforts to keep her interested. Each comment was delivered with that sweet, venomous grin that women perfect when they want a wound without appearing openly hostile. And through it all, my wife sat there laughing. Not uncomfortable laughter. Not the kind that says please stop, you're embarrassing me. No, this was genuine amusement. Like watching me get dismantled bit by bit was the entertainment she'd ordered for dessert. I kept my responses incisive yet restrained. When they questioned my career ambitions, I reminded them that success isn't always about showing off. Sometimes it's about actually having substance behind the flash. When they made jokes about my clothes, I mentioned how interesting it was that they noticed every detail about my appearance while their own husbands probably couldn't tell them what they were wearing yesterday. Every response I gave landed exactly where I intended it to, leaving them struggling to recover while trying to maintain their smug superiority. But instead of recognizing that maybe they'd chosen the wrong person, they just got meaner. The worst part wasn't the attacks themselves. I've dealt with worse from actual enemies. The worst part was observing my wife's face brighten every time her friends landed what they thought was a good hit. She was enjoying the woman I'd married, the one who used to defend me against anyone who even looked at me wrong, was now enthusiastically joining in my humiliation. By the time we ordered dessert, all pretense was gone. They weren't even pretending to be subtle anymore. Direct comments about my masculinity, my ability to handle a strong woman like my wife, whether I was enough for someone with her social needs, the kind of attacks that cross every line of basic human decency, let alone respect between married couple, and my wife. She was practically glowing with the attention, soaking up every moment of being the center of this twisted show. She'd found her audience, and apparently I was just the opening act they had to endure before the real performance could begin. The dessert course was when they really showed their true colors. The brunette, who'd been relatively quiet up to this point, decided it was her turn to take a swing. She leaned forward with this predatory smile and remarked, "You know, I always wondered what it would be like to be married to someone so controllable. It must be nice having a husband who just goes along with whatever you want to do." Controllable, like I was a tame animal that had been properly trained. I set down my coffee cup and looked directly at her. Controllable is an interesting word choice. I prefer to think of it as picking my fights carefully. Though, I'm starting to wonder if I've been too selective lately. The smile I gave her could have sliced through steel. "Tell me, how's that working out in your own marriage? Because from what I hear, your husband's been pretty controllable himself lately, especially when it comes to those late nights at the office." Her color drained. Apparently her friends hadn't filled her in on the rumors that had been circulating about her husband's new secretary. My wife kicked me under the table, but I was done being polite. The blonde jumped back in, clearly trying to rescue her friend from the hole I just dug for her. "Oh, someone's becoming defensive. That's so cute when men try to pretend to be strong after being called out." "Called out for what exactly?" I asked, leaning back in my chair with the kind of calm that makes people nervous. "For paying for dinner, for appearing when my wife asked me to, or for not rolling over and playing dead while you three practice your unprofessional counseling session at my expense." The redhead laughed, but it sounded forced now. "See, this is exactly what we're talking about. So sensitive. Your wife deserves someone who can handle a little teasing without getting all worked up." "Teasing? I repeated the word like I was testing how it tasted. Is that what we're calling it? Because where I come from, teasing is affection. What you three have been doing feels more like an orchestrated assault by people who've been planning this ambush for weeks. The table went dead silent. I'd struck a nerve and we all knew it. This wasn't spontaneous girl talk that got out of hand. This was deliberate, orchestrated, and my wife had been in on it from the beginning. I looked at my wife, really looked at her, and saw someone I didn't recognize. The woman sitting next to me was practically trembling with exhilaration at the drama she'd helped create. Her eyes were bright, her cheeks flushed, like she was getting some kind of rush from watching me defend myself against her friends. "You're being ridiculous," she finally stated, but her voice lacked conviction. "They're just having fun. If you can't handle a little girl talk, maybe you should have stayed home." Girl talk. That's what she called systematically trying to tear down her husband's confidence in public. I felt something cold settle in my chest, a clarity I hadn't experienced in months.